Hello, Maladi Muria Zimbabwe, and welcome to the Rogue Zimbo. Today we're going to be talking about the voters' roll. So, we are approaching the 2023 elections, and everyone is looking forward to it. And I assume if you're listening right now and you're in Zimbabwe, you've already registered to vote. If you haven't, go register and vote. But the issue here that I want to talk about is more aligned with rigging. So we are all familiar with rigging in Zimbabwe, which has been happening for a very long time. We've had ZANU-PF cheating in the elections, and this year we've been able to see that in action in a way we haven't seen before. So there was an issue. So ZEC recently published the numbers for the registered voters, the amount of registered voters, and they published it saying there were about 2,000 people that were registered to vote this year, which contradicts what other organizations, for example Project Vote 263, has been helping people get registered throughout the year. And their numbers show that they have up to 9,000 people that they have, that they can confirm as registered voters. But ZEC does not have that number, which is a bit confusing, because outside of Project Vote 263, there are other people that would have voted by themselves, are registered to vote by themselves or with other organizations. And the number of 2,000 does not make sense, which makes us think, are they removing voters from the voters' roll? Because if they are, we also have evidence of that. So if you haven't been up to date with this, go onto ZEC's website, if you've registered to vote, and look if you are still on the voters' roll. Because apparently the people that have been taken off the voters' roll, they've registered, they've been given then their little slip that shows that they're a registered voter. But on the ZEC website, when they put in their last name and that little code, they're nowhere to be found. So if you're one of those people that have registered to vote, go check on ZEC if you are on the voters' roll. Because come 2023, you won't be able to vote, and they'll use that as an excuse. So everyone has to be proactive so that we can get what we want in 2023. Change comes with voting. Change comes with numbers. This is another reason why ZANU wins. Sometimes it's not about rigging, but because people do not go vote. There are a lot of people out there that say, well, voting does not change anything. ZANU-PF is going to rig anyway. But if you go, every single person that says that comes and go in numbers, we can make a change. But I digress. Kind of going off the rails here. But what I was going back to, rigging. ZEC is an entity of ZANU-PF, and we all know that it is controlled by ZANU-PF. ZEC is supposed to be non-partisan. It should be an independent organization that does not take part in any political issues or be affiliated with a political party. But we all know that ZEC, for some reason, is affiliated with ZANU-PF, which is ridiculous. And I think ZEC really needs to be reformed, restructured, redone, so that at least we can have one fair election, so we can start a new and better Zimbabwe. But again, for us to get that new Zimbabwe, we have to go in our numbers to vote. I'll keep saying this. Go vote. Go register to vote. So that's the thing. ZANU-PF already has started to vote. I mean, sorry, not to vote, but to rig. And this is 2 years before the election actually comes. So that's one way they've been trying to rig, by taking away your voices, by taking away your votes. So go out there, go to Zach. If you see your name is not there, call Zach, go to their headquarters, go to the station where you registered to vote, and register to vote again. If they ask you why you're doing it, tell them you're not on the voters roll, because again, you will lose your voice, you will lose your vote. Another way that ZANU tries to rig again is bribing a lot of people. So we all know Manuel Kumusha, they're going to be intimidated, or they're going to be scared into voting for the ZANU-PF, or bribed into voting for ZANU-PF. There was this ZANU minister, so I forgot who it was, but he was trying to buy votes by offering food. So I know any sugar, ne too hopeful, ne cooking oil. And this guy, here you are, Dokumbro for Tiago. Can I have your vote in the next elections? Who does that? They're not saying what they're going to do to change. They're not telling the people what they're going to do to improve their lives, but they're just giving out food for a vote. And to make things funny, well, it's not funny, but still, Akajikiwa, he didn't win the constituency. After he did that, waste of resources. They're busy trying to bribe people that likely are either not going to vote for them, or not even going to register to vote. And they're just wasting that money on trying to bribe people and not actually trying to connect with the people. And this is what ZANU has become. It's become a corrupt bribing machine. They don't even talk about what they're going to do anymore. They just go ahead and try to trick us. So go out there and vote. Don't listen to any of these ZANU people. I am a firm ZANU-PF must go person, and you must too, if you want to see Zimbabwe change, if you want some change in Zimbabwe. So it is very important that you go out there and register to vote. So that's my message. Go register to vote. Thank you very much for listening, Zazaitas. I'll meet you on the next one. Goodbye.